have our next guest on, Lou.
That's right, and we are happy, as I said earlier in the show,
delighted,
you know, to welcome back Ronna Bazzini to the studio. For those of you who missed her first appearance, Ronna is an 81-year-old woman who this year plans to walk to Tallahassee to raise awareness for the need for campaign finance reform and why that matters to all of us. Good morning, Ronna. Thanks for coming.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me back. This is really a tremendous pleasure for me, and I really enjoyed the last time I was here. I think it's become more apparent, and I would like to do a couple of updates because there was a report that just came out yesterday by a group called Free Speech for People, and it's called it addresses the number of Republicans who are supporting the idea of an amendment to overturn not just Citizens United, but also McCutcheon, which
right.
addresses the individual campaign donations. And you can download it. Just go to freespeechforpeople.org, and it's an amazing. And it names the Republicans, and it quotes them, and it just shows you. And they use a term now, instead of bipartisan, they use transpartisan because there are so many people that have been registered as independents lately. I think in some areas they outnumber people who register Republican or Democratic, and this is definitely a transpartisan issue. All the polling shows that the vast majority of people are definitely feeling that our government has become dysfunctional and that we as voters, our votes don't count. And of course the money influence is huge in this. And just the items that you mentioned earlier about the abortion clinics and the other one about tobacco, the reason that some of these things have not been addressed is because the people supporting them have bought and paid for some of the legislators that that are supposed to represent us.
You know, just to back up for a second, you know, this group that you talked about, are these Republican lawmakers or just
are lawmakers? They are representatives from cities.
Oh, okay, all
from
right.
towns,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. But also Congress.
Some from Congress. Really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, our Senator Nelson was the 50th. That means 50% of the senators who have signed on to support an amendment to overturn Citizens United.
Right.
And the huge news that those of us that have been working on this for years did not think it would get this far this quickly. And on Monday, the full Senate is going to vote on Senate Joint Resolution 19, which addresses campaign finance money in elections. There are some groups, I think I mentioned this when I was here before.
Sure, that's all right.
There are many, many groups who've been working on this. And in the beginning, it bothered me because it didn't seem like they were talking to each other. But I realize now that there are many roads to the same goal. And even though these groups have different approaches, the underlying goal is the same thing, and we're all working toward the same thing. So there's certain groups that are not too happy with this particular amendment because it doesn't address corporate personhood. But, of course, we know when it's on the floor, there can be discussion, amendments, whatever. But the fact that it's actually being brought up in front of the whole Senate is, frankly, it's mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling.
You know, that is something. And you know, I know that you're trying to, you know, raise awareness and continue to bring attention, you know, from sort of from the general public to this issue and how important it is by, you know, making your walk to Tallahassee. I know you were inspired by the Granny D project. Tell us a little bit who Doris Haddock was and what she did.
This is an amazing woman. When she was 89 years old, back in 1999, she walked across the whole United States.
Yeah,
that's
3,200
miles.
Yeah.
3,200
miles.
Yeah. Took her 14 months. She almost died on the trip because it's funny. I actually am healthier at 81 than she was when she took her walk. So what she did was phenomenal. And I have a quote here, because I wrote to Senator McCain yesterday, because mm-hmm. Granny D, Doris Haddock, was very instrumental in getting the McCain-Feingold bill passed.
I'm glad you brought
and
that up.
There's a video that I happened to catch on, I can't remember what program it was on, and it shows Senator McCain, and his quote is, now let me find this before, I first was called attention to her by this phenomenal walk that she did, and he categorized it as one of the most phenomenal efforts that had ever been made in American political history. And so he was with her, or she was with him, I should say, when the Congress passed McCain-Feingold. So she was up in the Capitol at that time. And, you know, the appreciation that McCain showed for her, I thought was very, very good. And, of course, it's coming up again, and McCain is still in the Senate to vote on it. But because what she did was so phenomenal, I kind of think of her being an oak tree and I'm just a little acorn, because what I'm doing is so trivial compared to what she did, but I don't want her to be forgotten because she was just such a phenomenal person. So a lot of my walk is I talk about her and what she did, and I don't want what she did to become dismantled, which we all know it has been. So
no, that's and do not underestimate the power of your message and your ability, for those who didn't hear the story before, know what's going on. Let's just talk real briefly about the logistics of this thing. When does it start? Where does it go?
Okay. Well, I will have to confess, when I started thinking about this just about a year ago, I had no idea what I was getting in for.
Okay.
And my son was very funny, because my husband had recently died. And he said, Mom, do you think you're kind of postponing grieving and you're doing something you don't know what you're doing? And I think in a way he was prescient. That's probably true. But it has been an amazing adventure. I have met the most fabulous people. And I really want to make the point, like the new term they're using is transpartisan, because the vast majority of the public is definitely on board with this whole thing. And that I don't like to demonize people, because you meet, and I've met with several of the Republican people locally, and obviously I am a Democrat, but we find common ground, and I really approach meeting someone who thinks the opposite from what I do on a human relationship, because you're a human being before you're a politician. And I think if we reach out to the human part of each other, we'll be much more successful in always confronting one another.
That's absolutely right. Now, back to my original question.
Oh, sorry about that. I digress.
When and where does it start?
I know you really have to rein me in. I'm very bad. I'm very bad.
Okay, it's going to start.
I'm starting right at my front door, which is at the South Bridge that goes over to Siesta Key, and it's on Monday morning, October 13th. Which is my son's birthday.
Okay.
He's coming down, which I'm most excited about. And from there, my first stop is going to be at the Sarasota Memorial Hospital. That'll be my first break, because I volunteered there for 20 years, and they're having a little send-off for me there. And then I will walk up to the Ringling Museum area, and that's where we'll stop for the first day. And on my website, you can check out, because they're following my route, so it's going to be on the website so people can see where I am each night. And we're having a kickoff, which is going to be sponsored by, and I hope I get this correct, the New School and Florida USF on Sunday, October 12th. We're having a big kickoff party.
Okay.
And details will be on the website about that, too.
Okay, all right. How many miles a day do you plan on walking?
Well, I'm doing doing it both number of miles and also number of hours. I figure 5 hours a day walking, and I should be able to cover about 10 miles.
Sure.
And I got up to 11 and a half miles, which took me a little over 5 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be able to keep up that pace for the 2 months.
You know, because you expect, I think the total trip, I think, on your website is like 320 or 330 miles.
Yeah, it's probably
miles,
going
like
to be more, because I just discovered, bless my steering committee, it always makes me laugh when I say I have a steering committee, but these people are incredible because they're taking care of all the details that I wouldn't have a clue to. You know, setting up who's going to take care of me at night, setting up the exact path that I'll be taking.
Yeah.
And I hate to mention names. I mentioned names on my website because I'm always afraid I forget somebody.
Sure.
But you know who you are, and your names are on my website. But that they've been just so wonderful. That's what I said earlier. I didn't know what I was getting in for because the logistics are unbelievable. I was comparing it to a building, and, you know, you have the infrastructure of the building, and you've got the electricity and the plumbing and whatever. I'm just the paint.
Okay. So, you know, it's you know, I mean, and it sounds like you do have an extensive support group, and I know one of the groups that is going to be helping you are, Florida Veterans for Common Sense, right? Aren't those guys, Gene Jones
and Mike Burns, and again, I'm forgetting people's names. They were the very first group that I spoke to, and they were the very first group to support me. And they have been, I say, they let me think that I'm their den mother.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody that we're speaking to Rana Bazzini on WSLR, Low Power FM, 96.5 in Sarasota. Well, that's terrific. It sounds like a great trip. I'm sure you're going to be speaking along the way.
Oh, yes.
There'll be little speaking trips, and also too, hopefully, we will have that cell phone number, and you'll be speaking to us occasionally.
Oh, yes, and remind me before I leave to make sure I have the right number to call.
We will do that.
Yes.
Now, one last question. I mean, you know, since you're going to be doing a lot of walking, do you have a shoe deal?
this is something that really.
Like Reebok,
you just made my hair catch on fire. Because this is one of the things about how corporations take over. I thought, and I'm not even going to mention the brand because I am very angry with them. I thought this, because I'm wearing just a regular sneaker. I'm not going for the Nikes and all that sort of stuff. And I thought it would be a natural for the corporation that makes these. I'm not asking them to spend a lot of money, but just maybe give me a couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And I have left 3 messages to the marketing person in the corporation, never even got a response.
I think somebody dropped the ball.
I think so too. I really, maybe I should mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Grasshopper. Not mad
on you. All right. Okay. So, geez, and I thought that was going to be a throwaway question, but I guess,
I hope I didn't get you guys in trouble.
No, we opened up a can. No, not at all. Not at all. We love controversy.
Oh, good. Except I usually don't, but that's one funny thing, because I'm usually very easygoing, and you want to do that, that's fine. But when my hair catches on fire, I'm really bad.
Okay. It seems like we're getting right down to it. So, before we get off the air, I know that anybody listening to this show is going to be very charmed, and they're going to want to help. What can they do? I mean, do they need to donate money, join the support team? How can they help you?
Oh, well, of course, this is costing money, which is fine. But I tell you, the thing that I am pleading, the thing that I need the most, the only downside of this whole thing has been tech. I am terminally technologically challenged, and my mode of contact is going to be an iPhone, and I have to get my Facebook on my iPhone so I can do posting and whatever, and I don't have a clue how to do that. So I'm begging somebody out there to please volunteer to teach me how to do that.
Well, you know, I would volunteer to do it myself, but I am, you know, Facebook illiterate because I'm not on Facebook, and I'm Apple illiterate too because I'm in the IBM world.
Yeah,
so
well, this is
otherwise I would do it myself, but I'm sure there's plenty of people
out there.
Oh, I know
there's got to be somebody.
Do you want to give a phone number if people want to call to help?
Absolutely. Yes, you could call me at 941-922-3610. Please.
Small thing to do. Well, I'll tell you what, Rana, that was terrific.